John Brennan went to the airport and was having an aggressive pat-down from the TSA there. And so he took off all of his clothes to say, look, I don't have anything suspicious, and I'm protesting this aggressive pat-down. He became well known for this, and there were some news stories about it. And when I caught wind of that, it sent me in the direction that led to the project, which was, oh, there's so many interesting, strong people in Portland. I wonder if I can tap into that.
This is PDXpodcast.com. Thanks for tuning in. That was Kirk Crippins talking about the inspiration for his highly acclaimed Portraitlandia photo series. You can view the entire collection at kirkcrippins.com. We've got a double header today. We're going to speak with Todd Fork. Todd is the founder of Portland Fashion Week, which took a hiatus in 2016. They will be back in 2017 and with a bang. You're listening to the Weekly Portland Podcast at pdxpodcast.com, also northwestpodcast.com. I just like to pay a quick tribute to Jimmy Max. It's been the premier Portland jazz club for many, many, many years in the city. As many of you know, Jimmy the founder has passed on and the club has closed. But the memories live on, the music lives on, and you are not forgotten. My name is Gregory Day. I travel throughout the Northwest armed with my digital recorder and field notes. I interview folks and bring the best to you, my dear listeners. And hopefully, it's not completely awful. Back to Kirk. We begin with a brief biography.
I'd like to start off by learning a bit more about you, Kirk Crippins. Who is Kirk Crippins for the uninitiated? Kind of a broad question.
I am a photographer, and I...
You're a humble photographer.
But you asked what someone, you know, what you might not know about me, you know. You might not know that I, you know, have... always photograph that I've always had a camera in my hand. It's been a passion and a love of mine since day one.
Really? And film photography, or did you jump right into digital?
Well, I'm 45, so there was no digital. So different formats of film, and then eventually it was focused when I entered a high school that luckily I had a great program with a black and white darkroom and access to equipment and good inspired teachers that showed me the way of black and white film processing and printing. Back in the day when there was only film photography, one thing that was always in the way of kids who wanted to photograph was access to film and processing. Using our photographs in the newspaper and the yearbook, it was provided for us. And so all of a sudden, the world opened up to me where I could photograph as much as I wanted. So I photographed John McAfee when he was living in Portland as part of a project I did as an artist residency at the New Space Center for Photography. And I was photographing interesting and iconic Portlanders. And John had moved to town, and he was one of the hardest of the folks to get to, sent emails and was sent to someone else who sort of vetted me through a series of emails, but eventually and gratefully I was able to schedule a time to meet with him. Yeah. And for a lot of the subjects in this series, I incorporated places that they knew and loved, and it was a lot about the environment. But for this portrait, it was much more about the power of John's personality and his persona. And so he invited me up to his condominium, and then I said that I needed some time, and he left the room and allowed me to do what I needed, which in this case was to shuffle all of his furniture and his painting and his artwork and everything out of the way, take it off the walls, and move it so that I could clear a space so that I could basically have just a clean background.
Yeah.
And then when John came in, he didn't flinch at all the disruption that I had in his environment. And he stood in front of the camera, and I made a request of him that I often make to portrait subjects. And some folks know how to do this better than others, and John was definitely a master. I asked him to if he could give me his power and his strength, you know, through his eyes, through his expression, if he could be all the strength of the photo simply by his glare at the camera. And it was immediate. There he was. And there was power and strength. He's a very present person. And so for him, for a request like that was easy for him to bring it. So the entire project, it's called Portraitlandia, was photographed on 4x5 film, which is 4-inch by 5-inch sheets of film in a large format camera, and it was all photographed with natural light, the whole project.
Now, I heard this in another interview. You mentioned that you were watching Portraitlandia, and you saw all these characters that you'd already taken photos of, which was quite funny.
It was actually at the end, after everything was done, and I was sort of recuperating from all the work that it took to make the photos and get them processed and scan them, and then there was a talk and a presentation at the end. And after all this was done, I was indeed staying with my friends who hosted me, Rhonda and Chris. In fact, they're hosting us right now for this interview. Watching an episode of Portlandia, and then all of a sudden John Brennan came up as a background extra. And then there was Jedediah Aker came up as a background extra. And then I think Noah Mickens was again. And I'm watching this, and I'm like, it was no longer a television show. It was actually the reality that I had been living in a way, for the last month. And it was such great fun.
Now, there was a talk at the end of this exhibition. Could you briefly summarize what you discussed?
Yeah, sure. So the talk was, I really wanted to have a celebration because I felt like, you know, over the course of a year, I had been planning this project. And once I honed it down and figured out what I was doing, I took many months to contact all the different folks that I photographed and to figure out who I wanted to photograph. So there was this whole gestation period, maybe 3 months of figuring out, and then maybe 9 months of actually plotting out the project, and then a real intense month of photographing everybody and scanning and getting everything ready to be able to have a slideshow. And so I really wanted a celebration. So we brought out music, and New Space had a studio space that we opened up, and we put chairs around, and some of the Andy Lewandowski, who helped me, who's in the series, he's the guy with the big green mohawk, who introduced me to so many of the people, who was vital. The project would never have happened without him. You know, came with his friends and drinking beer, and we're playing music, and we wanted to make this still photography, which can sometimes be a sort of a stodgy thing, into just a celebration, because it was a collaboration with the community. And so basically what I did was flip through the photographs and reminisce about the fantastic people I had met and the great time I had had in Portland making the body of work. So many of these portraits, Noah and Jedediah Aker, are two great examples of two people who brought their ideas to the portraits, because what I was looking for was, you know, interesting and iconic Portlanders, people who could represent different areas of the society. But then I wasn't familiar with Portland, near as familiar at that time as I am now. And so I would ask them, you know, where's a place that you love, a place that's meaningful to you? And I'm looking for an interesting presentation. So Noah, unbeknownst to me, came completely dressed up, and he had blue hair, and he had this fantastic park that he wanted to go to that had wonderful lines and imagery. Yeah. And Jedediah came in his lion suit that he owns, that he roused about town in periodically, and took me up to what was then Tonic Bar on the roof, where ivy was growing over the roof. And it was his idea he turned to me and he said, "Hey, do you want me to curl up in that ivy like a kitty cat?" And I just looked at him and I said, yes. Yes, I do. And so he proceeds to make the portrait in front of me. And so, you know, so much of it was the people of Portland bringing their love of the city, their celebration of the great life here. And I was the conduit. John Brennan went to the airport and was having an aggressive, he felt, pat down from the TSA there. Yeah. And in response being fully aware of the laws in Oregon, he knew that you could get naked and protest. And so he took off all of his clothes to say, look, I don't have anything suspicious, and I'm protesting this aggressive pat down. And so he became known as he became well known for this. And there were some news stories about it. And when I caught wind of that, it sent me in the direction that led to the project, which was, oh, there's so many interesting, strong people in Portland. I wonder if I can tap into that, and if I have a group of them already set and knowing that I'm coming, then I bet I could put something together. And so that was the seed. Yeah.
Mr. Brennan.
Yes.
Yes, he was very naked in your picture of him.
Yeah. So when I was conceiving the photo project and realized that what I wanted to do was photograph interesting and iconic Portlanders, I wondered to myself, maybe even out loud, I wonder if he'll let me photograph him naked, because that's what he's known for, getting naked at the airport. And so when I scheduled the appointment, it wasn't something that we talked about, but when I went to meet him and sort of in the warm up to the photograph, you know, we're talking and he asked, what kind of portrait did you have in mind? And so, you know, I talked about the different portraits we'd made, but then it came up naturally. You know, are you interested in photographing me naked because of that? You seem, you know, and it was a natural, but it had to be comfortable for both him and me. Yeah. I kept in touch with him, with quite a few of the folks that I met. Mary Kozlov, Jedediah Aker, Nick Sin, Noah Mickens, Rachel, a lot of these folks I'm either cursory friends with on Facebook or actually, you know, know and love, and hey, let's go have a beer.
Thank you, Kirk. Now we're going to speak with the founder of Portland Fashion Week, Todd Fork, and his business partner, Ryan Gardner. Now, the interview's a bit random, but that's just how some interviews go. Todd began by telling us about the planned 2017 event.
We're going to be auditioning international designers to participate in Portland Fashion Week 2017. We've got our modeling cadre already, but we're going to be doing some kind of private boot camps and fun little get-togethers. Really, it's just the nuts and bolts of putting the show together, working with who are some of our new guys, dude? Well, reaching back out to IKEA, reaching back out to Red Bull. Was it Black Rock Coffee? We have a lot. I cannot tell you the amount. Oh my goodness, yeah. And here's some more fun things. And you got to be in on this too, Dave.
Call me Greg.
Sorry, Greg. Yeah, Mr. Day. Yeah,
it's
Greg.
Very military.
Yeah, sorry, Greg. We're only militant about fashion here. We're going to be playing with a lot of celebrities, local celebrities. So we're going to be coming up with a celebrity modeling cadre. Trey and Cat Daddy from Voodoo are on board.
Cat Daddy.
He's usually pretty hidden. Trey and Cat Daddy.
He is. I tried to get an interview with Cat Daddy. Trace was okay with it.
Sure. He's a cool cat.
Great. I actually reached out to Cat Daddy because he is also a marketing genius. I want to hear about that guy's story too.
I would love to hear that guy's story.
So Cat Daddy's going to model.
Sarah Heiss. I'm trying to think. Yeah, I'm going by Sarah. Cat Daddy didn't say Folk. I'm coming down, but they've got their mouthpiece that said that you got him. So yeah. So, but Cat Daddy, Trey, we're working on Dahl. I used to run with Dahl. He's kind of reclusive now that he sold his
Dahl.
Dave Dahl from Dave's Killer Bread.
Oh,
Dahl's
yes.
A good-looking stud man, dude. Dahl is cool as heck. But I mean, you know, he's retired. And if you retire, you don't necessarily even want to step back into the public. But yeah, so I'm running, trying to get Dahl. Love to get Body, Ken Body, so I'll be reaching out to Body.
Oh, yes. Ken I saw Ken recently. He's a very
Ken's
unmistakable
a cool
character. Yeah. Very nice.
Way. Just a total
He was with
gentleman.
The guys from About Face magazine.
Oh, sweet. Yeah, I like Ken. I really like Ken. But, yeah, so we've got a few different people out there that would come to mind. If
Ken Body is going to model.
Well, I didn't say, I'm reaching out to Ken. We got Trey, we got Cat Daddy.
Now, I remember back in the day, I think when I first moved to Portland back in 2000, I think I saw you on television.
Yeah, figures.
Black background.
Oh, no.
And a cowboy hat.
Was that, it could have been Sam Elliott.
Was this some sort of advertisement for Portland Fashion Week?
Oh, I hope not. I would never let myself be put on an advertisement for PFW.
Really?
I'm a pretty humble guy. I'm cool at home, but yeah, no, no.
There was no public access. I recall something.
Yeah. Oh, I know what you're talking about. That's Don. That's my buddy Don Smith of the Burnside Chronicles. Do not ever let your friend Whoa, I'm just like, don't ever let one of your friends interview you, because you never know how the interview is going to come out. And when you can edit something, Mr. Day, pardon me for like...
Right, okay, I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah, yeah, no, I'm just realize I'm being interviewed and someone could like make me look all that when I don't want to. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Don did that. My other two business partners were supposed to be there at the time, but they were no-shows. And so I had a lot of content that I had to fill up. But he did make me look good, and I cringe every time that's on, and
really?
I get texts and phone
that.
Calls, and oh, that stuff plays. Oh, you know what I'm proud about, though? I'll tell you this, Greg. I've been on TV a lot and whatnot, but Chloe Hauser from Fox, we go back a ways because it's a small town, as you were saying. First met her here at a Loft Hotel where we were doing something for the aforementioned Better Living Show. But she asked me under Semper Fashion, one of my old companies that I own that you asked about what I had done, other events like the Rock the Runways. But we ended up bringing the talent in, or some of the talent in, for the Emmy-winning Fox 49 promo for their Good Day Oregon. So that was kind of neat. So we helped earn an Emmy. And I was on one of those commercials that ran during the Super Bowl.
Good Day Oregon's for a big show, too.
It's really, and it's local.
We interviewed Stephanie Kralovich.
Kralovich is way cool. Yeah, yeah,
yes,
yeah.
Very like nice Steph. Lady.
I think she's a Gresham girl, Sandy. So she's, we have mutual friends that live out East County. So, and yeah. If I'm wrong, Steph, I'm real sorry, but.
She is
but
from Gresham.
Off. I think she is, because, yeah. I won't go into in-depth who I know and all that boring stuff. But yeah. So I knew she was East County, or thought.
And she's very supportive of the local comedy scene and the local arts scene. Very into it. Very, just a lot of energy.
See if she wants to walk in Portland Fashion Week.
Wow, that would be really something.
You got the connections. We're going to have to talk, Mr. Day.
I'm Ryan Gardner. I am an entrepreneur here in Portland. We're trying to grow this thing and prepare for some really big stuff on the horizon. We want to be an absolute juggernaut. In 2017 and 2018, we're just going to be off the rails. That's really where we're going. Todd treats fame and popularity a lot like ISIS treats bullets. He grabs the nearest peasant and puts them in front of the fire so they get it instead.
Oh, good one, bro. That's a
wow.
Good one.
That is podcast gold.
Wow. You're not doing marketing anymore, dude. You're the mouthpiece. We're doing a thing we're calling Star Worn, where we're reaching out to very well-known celebrities. We're getting articles of apparel, which they have worn in a TV show, movie, something like that.
Right.
And a still with them signing it for the bona fide. And then we're going to be marching that out on the runway, not on somebody's back, but on a mannequin. And we're going to auction that off for charity in their name. They get the write-off. And then they can pick the charity as well. But Natalie Portman, is that her name?
Yes, Natalie
okay,
Portman.
Okay, Natalie Portman, Cher, Wind Beneath My Wings. You can tell I'm not a very Bette Midler. But, yeah, so we're working with a few people to send us some articles of apparel. We're going to send them out on the runway. You can bid on them. I think what we should do, though, bro, because really if Madonna sends it like a bodice or something, can you imagine that? We got to eBay that, dude. At least maybe have like a live auction of some. Yeah. The Horizon Productions, which is responsible for the multi-Emmy, whoever the TV show is, that Emmys? Anyway, Emmys TV show. Horizon Productions, they won multi-Emmys with their high school reality-based TV show that ran for 4 years on HBO. They're doing something very similar or in the same vein with Fashion Weeks of America. So they reached out to us. We're now, what do they say, in production, I guess, whatever that means. And the
participants. Sounds exciting, by the way.
It's kind of cool. The participating designers all have a chance to have their collection shown at Macy's. So that's what I'm saying. It benefits others.
That's the show, folks. Thanks for listening.
Hope you've survived Snowpocalypse 2. My name is Gregory Day. I'll be here next Monday. See you next week.